This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hi, Patriots. Welcome to another edition of The Short of It. As always, let's get started by putting God first with a little good news from His Word. Luke 1, verse 37. Nothing is impossible with God. All right, y'all. So in today's episode, I would like to talk about freedom. Do you miss it? I sure miss it. I miss being able to go outside and not being glared at for not wearing a face mask. Yes, I wear them in the stores when I'm absolutely forced to. I miss the busyness of the city. I miss being able to dine in restaurants without a temperature check. I miss kids being able to go to school in person. I miss not knowing who Fauci was at all. I miss not having to roll my eyes at holiday guidance from Fauci. And I miss not living under democratic tyranny. I mean, I know we chose to live in Washington, D.C., so we kind of already were, but it has gotten so out of hand, not only here, but across the country. I just miss freedom. Do you really want this to be the new normal? We've been talking about it for months. They have stolen an entire year from us. And I say this on almost every podcast now because it's that important. They have stolen an entire year from us. I think we have so learned that we have to be so careful who we put on our local and state governments because this is really insane. DC has a whole checkbox now of ridiculous metrics that we have to meet in order to move on to phase three. They're just literally making things up. Their newest thing is they want you to opt into the DC CAM, which is the newest and easiest way to see if you've been exposed to COVID-19. Because all you have to do is turn on your app for iPhone users out there and then Android users, you have to download the DC CAM app in the Google Play Store. They're keeping tabs on us all in the name of safety. I really miss unlimited government. You know what I also miss? I also miss being able to express an opinion and not having to worry about getting beat up for being on a different side than somebody else. It's crazy out there. Now look, you can vote for whomever you want to. There's plenty of choices out there, but I would hope that you would vote for freedom and not simply because, oh, I hate Trump, anybody but Trump. Do you know how stupid that is? Sorry to be mean, but I'm 2 weeks out, folks. We have to be truthful. Voting for Trump is voting for freedom, in my opinion. If you disagree, drop me a line at redhatfeedback@gmail.com and let me know why. But I have to say the violence that we've seen over the summer and now going into the fall is just crazy to me. And I know it's been happening all across the country. Just recently, my husband and I and some friends went out to the Supreme Court to show our support for Amy Coney Barrett, who I think is going to be awesome. I can't wait for her to be confirmed. I think it's going to be great. We went out, and I have to tell you, the mood was very different than Kavanaugh. I mean, people were mad, and we were wearing our MAGA hats at that particular point. But I have to tell you, the women out there, they are so quick to anger and just play dirty. Like, they are just mean. These lefty white women are mean. Oh my gosh. They told my friend that her life did not matter and that she should die because she had a different opinion. I think that's ridiculous that this woman felt that she needed to go that far over a different political opinion. Give me a freaking break. You know what? Everyone's allowed to be out there. They can protest her and we can show our support for her. Because that is what America is all about. That is what freedom is all about. Don't you want that for our country in the future? Then I don't even know why you would consider voting for Joe Biden. First of all, he's just a pawn. We all know this by now. It's completely obvious. Second of all, his plans are totally progressive. If the Democrats get him in, if you can even call them Democrats anymore at this point, walk away from that party because they are Marxists, then America is going to look very different in 4 years. And I hate to be an alarmist, but it's that important for those of you that are on the fence. If you enjoy your freedom, if you enjoy being able to do whatever it is you want without the government looking over your shoulder, then you will vote for Donald Trump. Donald Trump has a solid record. Oh, okay, so he's brash. Oh, okay, well, you don't like the way that he talks in public. He tweets too much. Blah, 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 blah. Those are stupid excuses. What do his actions say? I thought actions spoke louder than words. And it's just like in 2016, the people that are voting for Biden don't even know why. They're just voting for him because he's not Trump. We went to the Women's March over the weekend here in DC, and we asked women why they were going to vote for Joe Biden. The interesting thing is that they didn't know. They just said they felt like he was loyal and that stood for something, but they couldn't give us any examples. And of course, they couldn't give us any policies that they liked about his campaign. This is typical brainwashing of the left, and man, have they done a good job. There are a lot of sheep out there. You know how they got their claws so sunk in? I mean, they have been working on this for years, but it was really, really the fear caused by the Chinese Wuhan virus that really got people to stop in their tracks. It's amazing on a daily basis, from video games to TV to music, how much they tried to manipulate everyone, and why people can't see it for themselves is just, it blows my mind. Wake up. If you're on the fence, wake up before it's too late. America is heading down a very, very dangerous road. Now, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and, you know, it definitely can get scary out there. But I think there's also another factor that we have to consider, and that's the God factor. Because God is still in control. God wins in the end, and that gives me hope. So I would encourage you to get out there, talk to your friends, do all that we can in this last 2 weeks. And also, don't forget to pray. Prayer is going to make a major difference in this election, and it's also going to make a major difference in your life. Trust me, God is awesome. And of course, get out there and vote. You have to vote. And vote in person. They have all these stupid mailboxes outside now. It's secure, we promise. It's under surveillance, we promise. Yeah, okay, and what are the people that come pick up the votes? What do they do with the ballots after that? Yeah, so that's why we have to pray too, that this is a fair election. It's gonna take a lot of prayer, but we can do this. And that's the short of it. Just a little business to take care of before I sign off. If you would like to support our work, there's two simple ways you can do that. The first way is just to listen to the podcast. Yep, that's it. Just click listen and share. It doesn't cost you a dime. The second way is, if you would like to be a $2 patron, just head over to our site, redhatchat.com, and click the donate button at the top. We totally appreciate any donations. Thanks, y'all. And I'll see you next time, Patriots.